The Marines in Fallujah have been battling Iraqi insurgents for the past 5 days. By all accounts, it's been a tough fight. Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is traveling with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.
Captain Jason Smith of 1st Battalion 5th Marines is in the heat of battle. He's coordinating movements of his men in a dirty industrial neighborhood of metal shops, garages, and junkyards that make perfect hiding places for rebel forces.
Break, break, break. This is Black Hawk 6. I have a recommendation, Geronimo. All the tanks need to do is push south on Violet if Alpha comes.
So far, Marines have taken about one quarter of the city. Lieutenant Colonel Brendan Byrne says his strategy is not to occupy Fallujah, but to draw insurgents out and kill them. He says the Marines under his command have trained for this kind of urban combat for months.
When the enemy comes out and engages like he has here, it makes what we're doing just that much easier.
Resupply trucks have been rolling into the Marine Command Center from nearby bases outside of Fallujah. Patrols on foot and Humvee have been going on night and day. Byrne says he expects to continue this tough pace of fighting.
We want to make sure that we can operate at this tempo 24 hours a day, indefinitely. We're working hard to make sure they get enough sleep at night, they're well supplied, that they've got everything they need to go and continue this fight for as long as it may go on.
Marines on the ground say their morale is high, but many are not getting much rest. Sergio Torres is a 20-year-old corpsman from Salt Lake City. It's his second time in Iraq in the past year.
First time I was out here going through Baghdad, it wasn't as bad as this. I just want to get these guys, get them in, kill them, capture them, get them off the streets.
Other Marines say they are fighting an enemy they can't see. Sergeant Christian Driones leads a squad of men who are protecting the command post. He says that every day gets harder.
You can see by the battles, they're getting rougher and rougher. And the biggest thing, I think, is just that they're using their whole, this is their city. They're using it. They know it better than we do. So they know where to hide. They know how to get to us.
Sergeant Driones says his men feel hamstrung because they can't fire indiscriminately.
Our problem now is we don't want to hurt civilians, so we don't want to just go and shoot anything or anywhere. So we want to pinpoint where this fire is coming from. There's still civilians out there. They don't want to leave. And these rebels are using them.
Earlier this week, Marine jets and helicopters struck a mosque complex that commanders say was being used by insurgents as a base. The commanders say rebels are also firing from schools and other civilian sites. Iraqi hospital officials inside Fallujah say the civilian death toll is increasing. But Byrne disagrees.
When they give numbers of dead or wounded at the Fallujah hospital, my response to that would be is that those are ACF. Those are anti-coalition forces that are being brought there by their fellow jihadis after having faced the Marines.
A year ago, U.S. and coalition forces bypassed Fallujah during the initial invasion. But now they have returned to a battleground that is in many ways more dangerous. Commanders say they expect to escalate the fight here in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Fallujah.